Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-7. Look at that board. John, OU Mike, and PD. Wow. Well, John, he also, John, he said whatever they serve, because that was the standard meal if the winner didn't choose a meal. Big difference. John, I don't know that. I'm looking to prove that.
He said it was a joke. Fuzzy Zeller says right here, it was a joke gone bad. He didn't say, well, I was making a historically accurate comment about what was served in Masters dinners, and I was deeply concerned about what the food would be because I didn't think it was appropriate for Masters dinners. He said... Right here, I made a joke gone. He said, mine was a joke that went bad. He said, what the hell? I paid my dues. He said that in 2013. He said that. He said he made a joke.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say he was making a historically accurate comment about Masters dinners.
Yeah, John. So I don't know if Fuzzy's admitting that it was a joke. He was trying to be funny by using racial stereotypes. Then maybe you should. Maybe you should just take the L.
I know you may be handling the Fuzzy Zeller estate, but maybe take the L on this one.
You just John, it's okay. You don't have to defend every racist.
Also call him that little boy.
You don't have to, John. It wasn't, John. It's okay if somebody made a racial mistake. It's okay.
We understand this show is taking it into the direction where we become very woke.
I'm woke. I'm Team Jamel.
Sometimes this is a joke.
Yeah. I'm Team Jamel.
We understand the wokeness of the show may irritate you, but in this case, even Fuzzy says, I took a shot. It didn't work out.
So anyway, PD, let's get PD in here.
Racial mistakes.
Racial mistakes he wants to talk about. What up, PD?
Hey, what's up, man?
What do you say, pal?
I'm all right. Hey, this happened last Thursday, and I don't know if I was mistaken or not. My old lady's living with me now. Her brother burned her house down, okay?
Okay.
So I had to go to my doctor like 3 weeks ago to get my meds, and they had to do the blood work. Well, they stuck me 7 times, and I said, whoa, this ain't going to work. So she wrote out orders to go to a clinic place. That's the place I went last week. It was a phlebotomist. And she got me on the first stick, okay? And it was a black lady, and I said, you're like a black vampire. And my girlfriend, I told her about it when I got home, and she said I was way out of line. But I didn't say it to be racial. I said it, you know, kind of as a joke. Hmm. So what did I mess up?
So
why didn't you just call her you're like a vampire as opposed to a black vampire?
Well, because historically, aren't vampires white?
Yeah, but just call her a vampire.
But...
Transylvania does not have a big
Bela Lugosi.
I understand, but if he would have just said like a vampire, he would have been fine.
Abraham Lincoln.
When he identified he's a vampire slayer or hunter, not a vampire.
He didn't turn into a vampire?
Actually in the books he did.
See, that's what I said.
Good call. But not in the movie. If you would have just said you're like a vampire as opposed to identifying her by her race, you'd have been okay, PD. Not that you had any ill intent, but that's probably where your girlfriend
took probably just leave that adjective off.
Yeah, you are like a vampire.
You're like a vampire. You're just a vampire. So, but no harm, no foul, PD. You know what? You're closing in on the line, but you haven't crossed it.
Not yet.
No. Oh, you're okay.
You know, hey, you know what else?
What else? Is anybody else got...
What else, Del?
What else, PD?
What else, PD?
Go ahead.
they pull my blood once a year so I can get like a 6 month supply or prescription of the blood pressure meds. Next year when we do this, I'm going to request that because I don't want to get stuck seven times.
Right. Can I get the vampire?
I won't say it.
You
well,
can,
I won't say it next year.
No, but you can say, can I get the vampire? She's a black lady.
Well, it's a different place.
He's gotta go different place.
Okay.
That's, yeah. That's acceptable.
That's the workaround. I got you.
That's it.
She happens to be black.
Yeah.
A vampire.
Right.
Thank you, PD.
Yeah, PD. Good job. No, you're okay.
You're all right.
You're good. You're good, I think.
No ill intent. No, the ill intent is the issue.
Right.
Not
no,
maybe
fine.
A fumbling of words.
No, you're fine. You're fine, pal. So has anybody else got a racial faux pas that they want to bring out on the show?
Yeah. I mean, I called Taylor out there Jose because I thought Jose was in.
Wow, he doesn't look like a Jose.
That's the I don't know if it's a racial faux pas. I just got the name wrong.
He just told me I just met him. He's a nice young man.
Yes, he is.
He was a big fan of male golfer, female golfer food. He's like, why can't we play that anymore?
It's Lance's fault.
Lance.
We already know. I told him Lance.
Wendy.
It's on Lance. Well, oh. Wendy too.
Plot twist.
Wendy too. Wendy too.
Plot twist. Wendy got a new promotion.
Yeah, that's true too. That is actually, I kind of like blaming it on you.
Yeah, it's
though.
Fun. More fun if we blame it on Lance.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I can't find anywhere where that was the standard dinner. That sounds like some excuse article that was written two decades later.
And he
later.
Admitted he was trying to tell a joke. He was trying to be funny using a racial stereotype. He admitted that. So it's not about that. That's not what they
said.
Yeah, I
read his apology.
John, you're off.
He was a jokester. He apologized.
And Fuzzy was Fuzzy's a funny guy. And sometimes you make a mistake when you're trying to be funny.
Yeah, not a professional comedian. So
no,
you don't get that little you don't get that
no, you
leeway.
Don't get, right.
So you and he tried and he whiffed.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's all. It's okay.
It's okay.
Sometimes people make mistakes. It's but, okay, John.
Sorry, but we were destroying Fuzzy, like
well
23 people, years later now.
People are calling him John Fuzzy's John Zeller
John
Fuzzy's
Zeller.
Nephew.
Well, he did come on really strong.
He kind of did.
Lance, for a bit, you're destroying Fuzzy for a bit. It's like. Who cares about Fuzzy Zeller? Who cares?
You notice how I stayed out of that one?
Who cares about... Why do you care so much about Fuzzy?
Oh.
It happened literally in 97, and he's apologized to Tiger. Tiger accepted his apology. He said he was trying to be funny. He said it was a joke. Tiger said he's a jokester. He wasn't saying it like... At no point did I see any comments where Fuzzy said, this was actually the standard dinner.
Yeah.
At the Masters, if you didn't pick
it's okay.
the default. And I was concerned that they would default to fried chicken and collard greens or whatever it is that they serve.
Yeah, John just
They meaning the people in the staff.
John just has a little button right behind his ear where if it gets flicked, he goes all in on things. We know.
Yeah.
We've experienced it before.
Oh, we've heard.
I mean, I'm looking at articles to see if Fuzzy made that as an excuse.
I haven't found any.
He
never did. Not likely. We'll see.
No, he doesn't. He didn't. It's
okay. It's over. It's the John Zeller experience. It's fine.
Search for the best fried chicken places in Augusta, Georgia. The golf course isn't in the top 30. It's not going to be in the top 30. Okay.
Well, you go to
Wildcat.
Hey,
you want to come on over to the clubhouse at Augusta National?
Well, you go to Wildcat for good meals. So.
Well, it's a little different. Just a little different.
That's probably true.
Just a little. Okay. Black Dell is back. I don't know if you saw.
Wait, listen to this. The most exasperating development in the process, Fuzzy said, was an Associated Press article out of Greenville, South Carolina, reporting an exchange 2 weeks after the Masters between Fuzzy and longtime black friend Victor McBride at a one-day charity tournament. Playing on adjacent fairways, the two engaged in a playful exchange launched by McBride about having lunch of fried chicken, cornbread, and watermelon. Victor did all the talking, and all I added was the watermelon part at the end, said Fuzzy.
Oh, that's all.
But the young
you
reporter wrote it like I said most of it. I had a plainclothes detective with me hired by the tournament to head off any possible trouble for a day and a half. He wasn't 10 feet from me. He walked every step of the way with me. He confirmed. Basically, they're making a joke about the situation, he and his black friend. But, Fuzzy admitted it was a mistake at the Masters.
Did Fuzzy say
this? I mean, there's none of that. I'm not even going to keep doing this.
What'd you do?
Did Fuzzy say this?
Look at my African-American over here.
No.
Was that him?
C. Neal says, I used to think Dell was white. Is that a faux pas?
No. Well, No.
A little bit. No.
Not really. I mean, is it insulting to be called white?
Not for, no, it's not then insulting. It's not insulting to be called black or white.
Then it's not a faux pas, right? That's what I'm saying. I'm not considering a faux pas.
No, but that assumption that people make.
That is a faux pas to assume.
Yeah, like that white people don't season their food properly. Right. That's hurtful.
And that Jason Braddock is black.
You had to throw that
Why
in.
Why am I on this segment?
The assumption that because the way I sound means I look a certain way.
Right.
It is a faux pas.
It's a faux issue. Pas. Yeah, yeah. See, Neil? Yeah.
I don't make assumptions about what people look like just because of the way they sound. At least I don't admit to it on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you sound dumb, then you can assume that somebody's dumb.
If you did a show with Jason Braddock, would there be confusion when people met you guys in public?
You mean
yeah, they'd go right to you and go, hey, Jason.
If they did he couldn't even let me do it. He had to do it himself.
He couldn't wait.
He couldn't wait.
He couldn't wait.
I
was going to set it up with, for the show.
I like those forearm tattoos right there on your
People would be
arm.
Confused about the show photo shoot, like when we put them on the website. Right. That's Jason.
It'd say Dell and Jason, and they go, no, they got it wrong.
Yeah.
Hey.
See, that was where I was going, but he was like,
hey, Jason.
Hey, Jason. He was so quick.
I wanted to get it in.
I see that.
1012 ESPN 97.5. I also want to get in. Hey, my CBD oil is better than your CBD oil. Or if you don't have any CBD oil, then you need to try my CBD oil. Because my CBD oil is water soluble. This is kind of a big deal. It's actually white. I was thinking, I didn't know what I was thinking. I thought it'd be clear, or I thought it'd be, mine is, it's white. And then you take the whatever it's called, and you put it into your water, and then you drink it, and you're like, wow, that is totally sweet. And you feel good. I feel better. I feel less anxious. I feel better with my joint. I have inflammation in my back, which it helps with that. It helps me sleep better. It helps all of these things. Now, this is me. They don't claim that this is going to help you in all of these areas. It helps me in all of these areas, and hopefully it will help you in all these areas too. And they can help you out. They're very, very knowledgeable. You go into a CBD American Shaman shop, and you see and all of the different types. It's unbelievable how many there are and what they affect. And so if you're looking for that, and oh, by the way, they're not afraid to give free samples. So all you got to do is go to shopcbdtx.com. ShopCBDTX.com. American Shamans all over the city, all over the outlying areas as well. ShopCBDTX.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Okay. Dell. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I made a huge, huge mistake. Surprised to know the PD.
Baylor was right for canceling the game. Is that what you're about to say?
No, Baylor was not right. Surprised to know the PD is still kicking. Are we not going to dive into the my old lady's brother burned down her house backstory? That's on me. That is really, really on me. I did. John sent you this. Apparently, I guess Dell has never heard of the movie Blackula.
You mean a... So, what does that mean?
That's, I guess, black vampire.
Yeah, it's a movie, and when was it made? PD lives in 2020. His own old lady, as he mentioned, said, hey, what are you doing? All you got to say is you're like a vampire, and he's fine. I don't care if you called her a black vampire. That stuff doesn't really shake me. But in his life, someone in his own life said, hey, what are you doing? To avoid that scenario, you just say, hey, you're like a vampire and leave the black part out of it. John.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, the other one.
That John. That's what, that's, see, whenever John, there people are tweeting, racist John. I'm like, hey, be more specific. Yeah. John Zeller.
That's what I'm calling him from now on.
John Zeller. He tweeted he doesn't give a flip about Fuzzy Zeller. But you,
it didn't seem like
your
it.
Constant harping about racism.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
That was Lance.
It actually was Lance. So, NBA season won't start until January. I think a bad move. Started Christmas.
They want people
they
to
own Christmas now. See, these marketing, I mean, it is a huge day for them every year.
They think it's more important to have people in the building.
Of course, it depends on what Christmas falls on, too. If it falls on a Sunday, you don't want it. You don't want to be, because then your head's up against NFL. So you don't want to do that. I don't know when Christmas falls this year.
I just don't think the NBA...
Before I call them dumb. I want to know some more facts before... Well, I don't really care about that.
No.
Christmas is on a Friday.
I just don't think they want to...
Is Christmas on a Friday a ripoff?
Who, for us?
Yeah.
Well, that means the Christmas party will be on a Thursday this year.
On Christmas Eve. See, people aren't going to get Christmas Eve off. What's the best is when Christmas falls on like a Tuesday, because nobody's going back to work Monday, and then
no.
Christmas should always be Tuesday.
So you don't want it to be on the 25th anymore,
huh?
You don't want it to be on the 25th anymore. You just want it to be that fourth
that
Tuesday,
Tuesday, last Tuesday of the year,
like a Thanksgiving now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Try to push that through.
I'm trying. I'm talking to the Catholic Church about this.
Well,
we can have our own Christmas.
Yeah, why don't you?
Greeks have their own Easter.
Yeah, there's Chinese New Year. Why can't you have your own Catholic Christmas?
Catholic Christmas.
Get another holiday. The
last Tuesday of the year.
Okay. that particular,
a 4-day Christmas. And then the 26th.
Does the Catholic Church determine when Christmas is? Were they the determining factor for Christmas?
I don't know that it was the Catholic Church per se. I think.
Just the church?
Just the church, yeah. The Christians decided that.
Okay. Yeah, did Adam Silver explain why the January thing is more likely? Is it simply because they want to give guys more rest? Or is it we just want to make sure we can have people in their building? Which one?
I think it's more rest. If I'm to guess, and let me see. I just read the headline, though.
I forget. Okay. But this isn't a news of the weird story. I thought you usually read the actual stories.
The best guess is that the season won't start till 2021. The more I'm learning, I continue to believe we'll be better getting into January. The goal for us next season is to play a standard 82-game season and playoffs in home arenas in front of fans.
Yeah, so that would mean the they
boy, the that'll season, be another late season.
Yeah,
then.
The season would end right around, what, July?
Well,
August?
Probably, and then you start the next year. And you know what? Move the season.
And maybe that'll be the final straw to make it a December start.
I think it's dumb anyway, don't you? Start October? I mean, why aren't you competing? Well, right now it's not good because your head's up against NFL. But when it was you in baseball, I mean, NBA playoffs and finals would win.
Yeah, you want your biggest event to be in the middle of the dog days of summer in baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
August. It's perfect.
If that's a plan that they're just not openly talking about, that's a good one.
Yes, and you could even extend if you start a Christmas Day, your first games again with teams that that opening day would mean something, would be awesome, and then you last until August, right before football starts. That's perfect.
If the NBA started in January, which is apparently the plan currently, do they go with the baseball model by limiting travel? Like keeping it, although I don't know what's the difference, keeping it in, going from Houston to Oakland, what's the difference between going from L.A. to, I don't know, to Houston?
Don't they do it anyway? If you're going up to play Golden State, then they're going to send you to Sacramento after that. They're going to send you to...
Yeah, but baseball isn't allowing teams to go, like, we know, the West isn't playing the East.
Oh.
So will they limit it to that?
Well, it depends on how far along we are, right?
If you're a Rockets, what's the difference between going to LA and then going to not Oklahoma City, but going to New York? You're still in the middle of the country going one way or the other. What, What's the difference in travel?
Well, has it meant all that in baseball? That less travel?
As far as well, COVID stuff? Because that's what they're doing it
well,
for.
Well, if you play a full schedule, though, you got to.
Right.
But, what's the difference?
But at least to start the year. Like, if things aren't completely settled, do they limit it to West Coast and then they expand the schedule once they have a better handle on things?
If you play a full schedule, you got to play a full schedule. Where baseball screwed up is, you know what? I'm going to play five games against this team. I'm playing all five in a row at their stadium. And then they come to our stadium and they play five. And then we have very little travel. And we're staying in the same place. We know that it's being sanitized. We know all of these things. And then we go to another place and we play five games. And then we go home and play five games. I mean, that was the way to do it. You can play the entire 60-game schedule. And, oh, by the way, not screw it up by only playing two or three against Colorado or Arizona or whatever, however it worked out. And then playing eight games in Oakland and only two at home against Oakland. That's how it worked out. That was dumb. I mean, it just wasn't that tough. This wasn't that difficult.
So would you do conference opponents? Like, you know, we play the Lakers twice a year there, twice. What would you just, hey, we're in L.A., we're going to play the Lakers twice, the Clippers twice, get it out of the
way.
And
get it done.
And then.
Well, if you're really still worried about traveling, yeah.
Makes sense.
And
then you play a two-game series versus the Lakers here and then against the Clippers.
I don't imagine if you're going to have all these fans in the stands and you're planning on playing a full season that you're going to be all that worried about.
Probably not.
Right.
If the plan is to have a standard season, as he said, I don't know if travel will come into question because you're trying to operate like everything's normal. Why would you manipulate your schedule,
right,
to make it clear that it's not normal? So I agree. If they play 82 and they want fans in stands, it'll probably be a normal schedule, normal travel. There'll probably be restrictions like no one's leaving the hotel. They'll probably have those monitors like baseball does with people walking around making sure guys stay in their rooms. But standard season means you're going to have those five-day trips where you're going to Indiana and Boston and then New York, and just like a normal NBA schedule would be.
Right. 1024 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. So we'll hopefully get a full season. We'll see what baseball does too. I mean, I guess they'll start like regular. They'll do their regular deal because they're actually finishing it about the same time they were going to anyway because of their shortened season. So
I'm looking up at First Take, and Deion's being talked to because he's the new coach at Jackson State. This is why you need a producer, not for this, because when they go to the four box, Deion's face is half obscured. You can't even see him. Look.
Right.
Now he moved over a little bit because he's like holding a phone.
Right, and it's moving all over the place.
It's all bad.
Hey, and before you get on, hey, Deion, put your phone down. Steady shot, and we're going to take four shots, and you can just...
And you sit right here. Instead of sometimes when you talk, half your face is obscured, and other times it's a third of your face. You would think the coach of Jackson State would have maybe a video guy to help him out.
You'd think.
Yeah, since he's doing all these interviews promoting the job. Yeah, if you missed it, by the way, Deion Sanders, a new coach at Jackson State. He will still coach his high school team that he's with because his son's on the team. So he won't really go full-time with Jackson State until after the high school football season's over.
Well, now, yeah, but they're not playing. So.
That's true, but recruiting is still a thing.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll do that. And Deion's probably going to get some players.
Well, we see the movement with some college basketball, high school basketball players looking very seriously at HBCUs, and Jackson State is one of those. So we'll see if he can pull some kids who go, you know what? Yeah. Particularly if I'm at a school with Deion, I'm going to be on TV probably.
I'm going to get attention.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go there.
Yeah. No, absolutely. If you're choosing between them and Prairie View or Texas Southern or Southern or wherever,
maybe it's,
I got Deion there.
Maybe put between them and maybe some lower level FBS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can go there instead
or Southern Miss. Or
isn't Jackson in Mississippi?
Yeah.
So instead of going to Southern Miss, I might take my talents to Jackson State.
Right.
It's got a shot.
Texas Star Grill Shop is what we're talking about now. They got their big fall sale going on. Look, Pits and Spits pellet grills, they are amazing. Traeger has started the whole thing, right? And this new Ironwood grill that they've got out, they're just doing some amazing things. And Texas Star Grill Shop has got it all. You can design a new outdoor kitchen with pizza ovens, and they carry all the leading brands. And some of the newer grills, the Santa Maria, if you want a Kamado Joe, which has been around forever, those big ones that look like golf balls, those are totally sweet. I got two of my grills from them, and I'm getting another from Texas Star Grill Shop. Rick and Michelle do an unbelievable job. They're so good, and they have everything, expanded championship and award-winning rubs. And if I can't even believe, I don't know, the last time I was there was, I don't know, a couple months ago. And if they have more rubs now than they had before, it's unbelievable. Texas Star Grill Shop opening its fourth location in October. Stay tuned for a grand opening announcement. They are free delivery and assembly. They are in Houston, Katy, Spring, TexasStarGrillShop.com. You're looking for that grill? They got great sale going on right now. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
10:30 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here to hang out with us. You got this last segment because News of the Weird is coming your way next.
I do want to remind people that tomorrow at 8, we will be joined by Dana Holgorsen, who's made a bit some news this week. We'll talk about that, right?
I don't think. He's putting it behind him. I texted him about the story, and he goes, yeah, it's over.
Okay.
We're putting it behind us.
And Houston has who this week? Oh, who do they have this week? North Texas.
6 o'clock.
Yeah. We saw North Texas versus another AAC school on Saturday, and SMU lit them up. So Houston has their chance this week.
Yeah, at TDECU. I don't know. What is it? What are they doing, 25%? I think they're doing 25%.
I'll make sure. I'm not sure, though.
I think A&M's doing 25%, right? Yep.
I think so.
Yep. And, you know, I'm going to try and get over there. We got LSU at 2:30. Got to watch the Mississippi State.
The Miles Brennan era begin?
Yeah.
Or Reeb again? Didn't he start a couple years ago, a couple games?
Yeah.
Lost to Troy.
And, yeah, somebody got hurt, right? Miles had to come in?
Or the other guy was bad, and he had to come in. I forgot.
He's been there for, like, holy cow.
Yeah, he's been there a while.
He was the definition of a pencil neck kid. He just had the longest neck and so skinny, and it was like, this is the future quarterback? Really?
Turns out, no. Not for a couple years, at least. Let's see. He's been there since 17. He played in that one game against Troy in 17. But he's thrown a total of 70 passes in his career. He'll get his chance starting Saturday.
Well, we'll see if the offense is the same.
Well, I don't think he'll throw 70 in one game, but he'll get his chance to get those numbers up starting this Saturday. Miss State, LSU.
Speaking of which, how about that? For whatever reason, man, coaches just believe in Joe Burrow. He threw 61 passes. 61 as a rookie in his second game. I mean, is that a recipe for winning?
No, and they haven't won. Now, they were down, and so he had to throw it on every down on those last couple drives.
And he did a nice job.
That's true. And for at this point, maybe because to protect Joe Burrow, he's not holding the ball very long. So it's a lot of 7-8 yard routes, and that's not a way to eat up chunks of yardage. So he's going to throw it a lot when you're trying to move the field and you're doing it in small chunks. Yeah, so those numbers are going to go up. You have Joe Mixon, but hasn't been much of a factor, particularly on Thursday when you were down by so much. You were down by two scores for most of that game, so you had to throw the ball around. So you should pray for Joe because that offensive line ain't great.
No, it ain't great, but yeah, and he's taken some big hits, some big shots.
So that's the deal. I mean, as far as lack of advantages, he has skill guys that can be pretty good, but that offensive line is not going to help him. So hopefully they can get the running game going so he's not taking the hits he's taking.
Christmas should be during Black History Month. No. No, it shouldn't.
Who texted you that?
A friend of mine, an African-American friend of mine. And I'm not going to say. I don't know that that's a winning formula for a rookie to be thrown. But boy, coaches just trust in Joe. I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about Joe Brady at LSU and Coach O? Man, they just put the ball in his hand, said, win the games for us, Joe. Even when they were winning, when they were killing Mississippi State last year, Joe Burrow's still throwing in the fourth quarter. I'm like, what are you doing? Guys, do something else. I can't believe in my lifetime I had to say, run the ball, LSU. Run the ball. Because so you don't get Joe killed, okay? And the same thing is going for Zach Taylor now at Cincinnati. Yeah, run the ball. Give the ball to Joe Mixon. By the way, I've got him on my fantasy team. I'd like to see him run the ball more, but that I think is just me. I think that's a personal preference. So, okay, recapping everything. Fromber. How about Fromber last night?
It's been really good. Another great outing. Astros went 6-1.
Astros scored runs. Kyle Tucker 4-for-5. Maldonado with another 3-run homer. He's been really good this year. He's a 225 hitter, 230 hitter, whatever he is. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He's come up with some huge hits, huge homers.
Fromber told Brian McTaggart that, or at least Brian McTaggart has this. Fromber Valdez worked with a psychologist in the offseason to improve his mindset and body language. He said that was 90% of what he worked on during this offseason. I owe a lot to my psychologist to be able to work on my mental side of the game. And the Astros should be thanking that psychologist. Fromber's really good, pretty good.
Huh. That's wild. It was all in his head.
Yeah, apparently so. Which is...
Well, look at the difference in him now.
Well...
There must be something to this whole mental thing.
Mental health thing?
Yeah.
Did anyone really question his ability? Like, was that a big thing for
Fromber?
Well,
when you're getting lit up the way he got lit up last year, probably.
But maybe tools. Maybe that's a better word for it. Did he have... What was Fromber's...
But he's never been... Although they brought him... you know, when they had all these other guys in them, and, you know, it was... Fromber comes up, and you're like, what the hell is a Fromber? Never heard of him before. I'm sure Niall did, but
yeah,
you know, all of a sudden Fromber's on the scene, and Fromber pitched pretty damn well, and you're like, wow, this Fromber's pretty good. And then last year happened, and it was like, you know, he's just a guy.
Last two outings combined 13 and a third, 2 earned runs.
How about that? That is okay. So your rotation is Greinke, Urquidy, and Fromber, or Fromber and Urquidy.
So you don't even think McCullers gets a shot?
I don't know, but the way that listen, one time that McCullers pitches on the road well, I mean, it's not a big enough sample size, is it? So he's going to get another start here coming up.
No. Yeah. I mean, another positive start. You're probably going to keep McCullers in, but I don't think the leash is long. And who knows? Well, it's funny to talk about this team like we're trying to plot out a postseason run when none of us really think they're very good.
No, but
they do have
I think that they can beat Oakland.
Yeah, they do have enough pitching.
Yeah.
The question is, you know, the thing we were counting on all year, will that ever show up?
So will we finally see Fires?
In a playoff series? Will he avoid the Astros in a playoff series too?
Finally see Fires. If I don't even know, is he? Because we haven't seen him this year. I don't even know if he's one of their best pitchers.
Yeah, we'd have to look.
What I'd have to actually look.
Yeah, I mean, the thought was we'd actually get to see Fires pitch, but not if he was actually any good this year. He had a good outing his last outing, but the two before weren't so great. And that's kind of the Mike Fires MO.
So let's see.
He's 6-2 ERA at 4.67.
Their starters are Bassett, Lizardo, and Fires probably. And maybe we won't see him because if it only lasts two games.
Mike Fires still has an opportunity to not see the Astros again. We'll see how they're... I imagine they'll start... Since they've won the division, they'll set up the rotation the way they want it. And if Fires is their third best pitcher, there's a real shot. No matter what the outcome is, that you don't see Fires against the Astros all year long.
Yeah. Or maybe it's Manaea. Fires has got a 4.67.
Yeah.
We probably don't see him.
No.
It's probably Manaea.
Does he? Well, he'll go to the bullpen, so there's still a shot you would see him. But even then, he'll have, oh, my ankle hurts. Can't pitch.
Yeah.
My ankle hurts.
And Denver won last night. Denver made it a 2-1 series. Are you interested?
I am.
You watching tonight?
I will. It's 2-1 Heat Celtics. The Heat really haven't played well all series long. Have not had some nice comebacks. The Celtics are feeling pretty good, but they haven't played a game in 3 days. So we'll see if momentum even means anything when you've had 3 days off since your win. I'll be locked in. Certainly will determine if this series will be a long one, which I think. At least before the series started, I thought this was going 6 or 7. We talked about it yesterday. Celtics won tonight. It's clearly at least going 6. A Heat win might put the Celtics away in their next one. We'll see. I'm interested to see the Heat's first quarter. They've been bad in the first quarter. They've been down at halftime in all the games. They put a good, I think. Maybe they're tied in one of them. If they have a good first quarter, I feel pretty good.
They're the Texans of the NBA. The Heat or the Texans of the NBA?
I would say
getting off the slow start
seems like that's insulting.
No, I think that they're parallel. They're mirror organizations.
I would say it's clearly
all the championships.
Now it's clearly insulting. Yeah, one has three since 2006.
And how many South Division titles does the Texans have? Four. So,
are those the definition?
Actually,
of
six if you count Kubiak.
Are those the definition of titles now? Yeah. Southeast Division champions South Division?
Southeast.
That's actually the.
That would be even.
That's the Heat's division, actually. The Southeast. So the
how many Southeast Division titles do they have? Probably not many.
Well,
not as many as the
considering
Texans.
During the Big Three era, they won all four of that run. So that's at least four. They won this one. That's five. So I already have more than Texans.
Yeah. There. Well, no, Texans have six.
The Heat have more.
So, sorry.
They have more division titles. Cause
they
when
are
Shaq
the Texans of the NBA.
They are not.
Congratulations.
No, they are not.
Uh-huh.
The Texans are more like the not even the Milwaukee Bucks. They're the Indiana Pacers of the NBA, of the NFL.
Just blah?
Yeah.
Just blah.
Yeah. The Indiana Pacers.
I didn't want to be in the Indiana Pacers.
You shouldn't have compared them to the Heat. Now I had to go find a team that more aptly described the Texans. You're the Pacers.
And there's an article in SI by Sam Amico that says that one NBA exec says the Rockets should just blow it up.
Is it an exec of a division rival who said that?
Everything should be on the table, including moving Harden. Eastern Conference exec said.
You know what the Rocket fan base would say? Of course you want us to move a Harden. Yeah, of course you want us to move the best player in basketball.
I don't think it's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy either.
Didn't they start a fight on late hits?
No.
Do your homework!
Are we? So Dana can move past it, but late hits can't?
I can't.
Okay.
I can't because I have to keep bringing it up. I'm a Longhorn Scott.
Clearly.
You won't
let it go. Yes, it started because someone said you should have teams in mind when you're suggesting trades.
Yes. Do your homework!
So the NBA execs should say, well, I've got a team in mind. My team.
Mm-hmm.
Trade them to my team.
You think that's what he's doing?
I don't know, but if you're... If you're the Rockets and you have...
Do you really think this guy thinks me telling Sam Amico that is anonymously is going to make the Rockets move Harden?
It feels a little disingenuous if you are a current NBA exec discussing another team, which you're actually not allowed to do. That's why you have to do it anonymously. Talking about trading one of the best players in basketball away from the team. Yeah, you should do it. You guys should break it up.
Do it.
Sure.
Do it. Do it now.
I imagine someone in the Chargers organization are talking to the NFL version of Sam Amico saying, yeah, the Chiefs should trade Mahomes.
You just compared.
MVPs, John.
You just compared
both MVPs.
James Harden to Pat Mahomes.
Do they both have MVPs?
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
All
Thank
right.
you.
That's where the comparison ends.
Both wear red jerseys predominantly.
Okay, there's two comparisons.
Thank you.
All right, I want to talk right now about my man, Scott McGrath, over at McGrath Pest Control. termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. We use them at our house. We're going to use them at our house again in the future. He came over and checked for termites on the new place. And you know what? This is a guy that you can trust. This is a guy that you can believe in. I've seen him when all of the other pest control companies couldn't get rid of roaches at my buddy's place. He said, watch me. And he did, where he went into the walls and destroyed them. And they had no shot against Scott McGrath. You'll get that same kind of energy. Keep that energy, Scott. And he does. He keeps that energy against bugs. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. Scott McGrath. They do the best job in the industry. Locally owned and operated. You're going to love them. McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Hi, Charlie. Charlie Epps. You can listen to us at 8 o'clock Saturday mornings right here. You can close the door, Charlie. Right here, ESPN 97.5. Yeah, please. So the CEO of Wells Fargo's in trouble, though.
Well, Wells Fargo's had their problems in the past. What did he do?
Well, he says, he apologized for saying the black talent pool is limited.
When in terms of hiring?
Yeah, I guess.
Did he have information to back up his initial claim? Like facts about why it's so limited?
You know, I don't know that there's any facts in that statement.
Yeah. And he's talking about hiring executives or just people to work at the bank like tellers? What's he talking about? Limited?
Yeah, probably. No, he's probably talking. I don't. You know what?
Because
I don't. All I know is it's probably not the statements you should make right now. I don't care where you're talking. I don't care if you're talking about tellers. I don't care if you're talking about upper management. I don't care if you're talking about the guy to sweep the floor. Pretty much.
You know how insulting it would be if Wells Fargo said, we don't hire black janitors because of talent pool's limited.
Oh, U.S. Space Force is at it. Brand new U.S. Space Force. Their first mission? Middle East.
That's not in space.
That doesn't seem like it, does it?
No. What are they going to do there?
Their mission is to confront new threats in the region from Iran's missile program, as well as attempts to jam, hack, and blind satellites.
Okay, I get that, because missiles can... But still not space.
That's not space.
No, when you give us the name Space Force, we expect, like, you to be fighting aliens. Or maybe a country in the Middle East has a space force of their own that you have to defend against.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have all these special uniforms and the name Space Force, and you're just going to go guard variety war stuff? That's not cool.
I mean... That's not really Space Force.
It's not space.
Come on. Let's get out in space.
That's not the final frontier.
Civil is a new startup, though. It's hiring gig workers to help landlords kick people out of their homes.
You know, everyone needs a job, so yeah. I get it. But that's got to be one of the more crappy jobs of all time.
Hey.
You got to be kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? You got to be a broken individual to take pleasure in throwing people out of their homes. Like, you sign up for that. I don't know. If I had that job and I went home afterwards, I feel bad.
Yeah. That's a bad job.
Yeah.
That and when you have to watch people pee into a bottle, into a test tube. Those two jobs.
That's a different type of bad.
But that's two jobs I don't want.
Yeah. I'm
going to feel bad about myself then, too.
Yeah.
Both of them.
I don't want to separate people from their homes.
No.
And kids, no. I'm out in that one.
That's what I went to college for. Really?
I'm going to say the people who get those jobs, maybe college wasn't part of the plan.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Louisiana had National Voter Registration Day. I guess that might have been yesterday or the day before, National Voter Registration Day. Unfortunately, their registration portal mysteriously shut down. On National Voter Registration Day. I don't think they want.
Well, it's the fourth Tuesday of every month, so it's not strictly for Louisiana. It's for the entire country, and Louisiana had a problem.
Yeah.
Get Steve Scalise on that.
They shut the site down for maintenance. They picked.
Not going to help the cause.
Voter Registration Day. That's probably a bad day.
For it to shut down?
Right.
So was it overwhelmed, or they just decided today was the day we're going to work on stuff?
I guess. Hey.
You guys couldn't have done that on Saturday?
Hey, Boudreaux. Hey, Boudreaux. Don't we gotta fix that portal over there? Yeah, fix the portal. All right, this seems like a good day. It's National Registration Voter Day.
Hey.
Voter Registration
Day. The jokes about Louisiana, they write themselves sometimes.
They do. Apparently, there's a new study out there. Not all rats like to be tickled.
I didn't know any rats like to be tickled.
I didn't know that either, but apparently some do. And they found, even more importantly, some don't.
So, who decided that this was a study that needed to occur? That we need to know if rats like to be tickled.
You know,
how does that help society?
It does. Well, could you get your finger bit off by a rat that don't like it?
Well, my general modus operandi is not to tickle rats, no matter what they may feel.
Right. Well, here's researchers at the University of Bristol in the UK took a closer look at the laughing rat phenomenon. Apparently, there is laughing rats. Rats enjoy being tickled and will laugh when stimulated.
I'm not touching a rat.
To determine if the rodents actually like to be tickled. So they tickled some rats and monitored their high-pitched vocalizations. They found that some did not like it.
So they didn't laugh. They didn't They didn't enjoy it. They just kept being rats.
Right. They were like, hey. Yeah, I think it's a lot like people, too. Some people like to be tickled and some people don't.
I don't like it.
No, you don't like people touching you.
No. Well, certain people.
Yeah.
I'm okay with.
The New York City Subway, MTA board, has officially banned pooping in the subway buses.
You needed to announce that.
In the subway and in buses. Yes. It's official now. So, you get on the subway, Dell, it's official. Don't poop on it.
Look, I've heard stories of people who have accidentally sat in human excrement because people will just poop on the subway. But isn't that one of society's norms where you just assume pooping on public transportation is out of bounds? Now, it's not to say that people won't do it, but do I need an official declaration? Because I feel like if you've decided to poop on public transportation before an official rule, you're going to do it afterwards.
Probably.
It's a rule
for
nobody.
You probably can't read the new rule.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but what I will say, they will disregard the rule. Because there's already a rule. There's already a societal rule. We don't poop on buses.
Right.
Well, but then they do it anyway.
But it's not official.
It doesn't matter.
Is it official?
John, did you need it to be official?
I'm just not a public pooper.
Exactly. Most of us aren't.
There are public poopers, okay? And maybe they didn't know. But now that it's official.
I'm going to
cut down on pooping markedly.
I'm going to say it doesn't affect anyone. Any poop. I'm going to say 99% of the public transportation population doesn't poop and wouldn't poop no matter what the rule said.
That bitch Carol Baskin is being sued.
That's not her name.
Yes, it kind of is.
It's just Carol Baskin.
No, I heard it. That's her name.
Because the criminal called her the bitch Carol Baskin?
Well, she's being sued by missing husband Don Lewis's daughters for defamation.
Oh, that was an awful part of that particular stock when they went to the daughters talking about how their dad was missing.
So apparently she was complicit with jokes about her former husband's death on Dancing with the Stars when judges brought up TikTok videos inspired by her storyline, reached out for comment. I didn't see it because I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
Neither do I.
It's landed on a major TV show, Dancing with the Stars, and they're not happy about it.
Well, yeah, their dad's missing. They don't know where he is.
Yeah.
And she's part of the
joke. She killed him.
And she's joking about it?
She killed him.
Alleged to have killed him.
Maybe, maybe not. Well, yeah, allegedly, I guess then that means.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
A man has kept Richard Nixon's half-eaten sandwich for 60 years. Do you want to eat the rest of Richard Nixon's?
What's the sandwich?
Half-eaten sandwich.
Is it a BLT? Is it a
buffalo sandwich on a paper plate?
Barbecue buffalo. It's not a bad choice, but it's 60 years old, so I'm out.
He took a couple of bites, commented on how tasty, how good it was.
But apparently he
didn't finish it.
Oh, Nixon didn't.
Once he left, I just looked down at the picnic table and everybody else was gone, and that half-eaten sandwich was still on the paper plate. I looked around and thought, if no one else is going to take it, I'm going to take it.
There's not a famous person alive that's going to make me go grab their sandwich because they took a bite out of it.
Oh, really?
Really. Name one. Do you have one in mind that if they took a bite
Jimmy
of
Jimmy Butler.
What? He's a bad. Just because he plays for my team, I got to take a sandwich? No.
Dan Marino.
No.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not devoted to that type of deal.
Well, you don't even like pooping in the subway, so I can't trust you.
That's true.
Time to talk about cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's Texas chill, baby. When you're eating a barbecue sandwich that's 60 years old,
you're going to need a Coors Light.
You definitely need to wash that thing down. And that's where Coors Light. Coors Light comes in. For me, Coors Light, I think comes in to play all the time. Okay? Not I think so. I know it. So, for me, it's the official beer of Let's Play Poker. It's the official beer of Let's Play Golf. It's the official beer of Let's Watch a Game. It's the official beer of Let's Just Go to the Bar. It's the official beer of Talking with Your Friends. It's the official beer of Talking with Your Not Friends. It's the official beer of all of them. And it's just Texas Joe, baby. When you got a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, you're just chilling. I was chilling we went and ate some sushi last night, and I was chilling with some Coors Lights. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Chill, baby.